How many people have you treated right now with PARP inhibitors with breast cancer, roughly?
We've had a number of trials. Judy Garber in our group has been, you know, part of the steering committee for all these studies. So we've had a good number of patients on these trials. We're just getting to the point now where we're sort of reaching out and trying to get off-label use of these drugs for patients with known BRCA mutations.
I'm kind of curious what your experience has been with cytopenias. Again, this is what we hear from the gynecologist. So laparib, you hear a lot about anemia. Niraparib, you hear about thrombocytopenia. What about this issue?
So interestingly, and it may be because our patients have had, they've not just been coming off of a carboplatin paclitaxel regimen, which is quite myelosuppressive, but I see less of that with the single agent olaparib. You do see some anemia. In the literature, there are these other cases, but it's not a week-to-week problem.